So thank you, Linda. Thank you, Dallas, for that beautiful, beautiful music. Okay. Good morning. My name is Penny, and welcome to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning, especially if this is your first time. Do we have any first timers? I see a lot of old timers. Don't see any first timers. All right. So glad you're here. Good morning. And let's start with the daily word. Today's daily word is divine order. That's the daily two words. I live in harmony with the divine order. Life is in constant motion, even if that motion is imperceptible to me. When I feel stuck in place or impatient with my progress, I consider the gradual yet orderly pattern of the seasons as they change. The single golden leaf I notice one day will become part of the blaze of color just a few weeks later. The brisk chill in the morning air soon will lead to a biting cold snow. The first tender seedlings of spring will be bright blooms and verdant canopy, followed by the long, sultry days of summer. And then, little by little, one season turns to the next. My growth and understanding may happen in much the same way. Even if I don't notice changes day to day, my life is always in motion and in order. You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was brought to completion by the works. That is from James 2:22. All right, join me in singing Surely the Presence with Dallas and Linda. Take it away. Beautiful. And just an FYI, I don't seem to be able to get the mouse to function. So you will see me rolling up to the computer when I need to unmute. And unless it's necessary, maybe just don't mute us. Thank you very much. Let's now go to the opening statement and let's say it together. There is only one presence and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. Thank you, thank you. All right. Join us in the welcoming song. It's called Peace by Boris Silver, and Dallas and Linda are going to lead us in this effort. Love those pictures. Take it away, Dallas.
All we need in this world is to have a time of peace, a time of life and love with all guidance from above, a time a man can understand, feeling free. Time of peace. We need peace for our children so that they may have a better life. Oh, a joy divine. Mind with our worries and cares left behind. Oh, what a peaceful time.
Time to greet your neighbor, whether we're in the center, which Vern and John and I are, or online with you all. Please greet each other in whatever way you feel comfortable. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. So we all get to see each other, send kisses, Hugs.
Very good.
Okay, let me move on here to announcements. I'll make the announcements, and when I, after I'm finished, if you have something, just raise your hand and our unmuter will unmute you. So let's start with Grandfather's Indian Christian Service next Sunday, November 14th, 2 p.m. at the Longhouse. It's always the second Sunday of the month. And then next Sunday, October 24th at 2 p.m. in the Longhouse, is the Grandfather's Medicine Wheel Teachings. So that will be taking place. And then in addition, the Chinook Jargon and Medicine Wheel Teachings on Zoom are Thursday evenings at the same Zoom room as this service. It's 5:45 is social time, 6 o'clock is the lesson, and then within that container, the Medicine Wheel Teachings are the first and third Thursday, led by Dan Zarlingo. So next is Thursday, November 4th. Excellent. Good stuff going on here. Oh, and there's more. So the jargon class is the second and fourth Thursday, led by Marcia and Laura, and the next is November 11th. Okay, on to this. Big stuff here. Dr. Daria will lead the Circle in America. It continues with the Film and Book Club. The next meeting will be this afternoon, Sunday, November 21st. That will not be this afternoon, will be Sunday, November 21st. So we've got that, and that will be from 3 o'clock to 4:30. Daria, do you have anything you want to add to that?
Yes, the next book and film for the fourth Sunday at 3 o'clock is The Help.
Say that again.
So it's The Help. It's both a book and a film, The Help.
Okay.
And so just to let you know, yes. So there may be a showing of The Help that Susan or someone else is putting up for people in Unity to see ahead of time. Susan can tell us if that's happening.
Thank you. Awesome. So
isn't it on the 28th, Daria?
It's on the 4th. It's on the 4th Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Not the 21st, on the 28th.
Not the 21st, the 28th, right. The 4th Thank you. Sunday.
Thank you.
Okay. There we go. Thank you for filling in the holes, Dr. Daria and Cindy. And let's move on to, please help us practice prayer, meditation, and service. Volunteer right here, right now, to be a reader. This is your moment. You can be a reader. And I absolutely love the array of material that is presented from the different minds. It's beautiful. Okay, are there any more announcements before I jump on here? Go ahead, Jerry.
Reminder that there's a board meeting next Sunday. I'll get psyched up for that.
Okay, good. As you can see, I still have my hat on, although I have figured out how to turn on the heat so it's warm in the building. I'm just kind of attached to the sap because you should see my hair when I take it off. Okay, will you say the Unity Statement together with me? We believe in our oneness and of all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. Okay, the song of joy in the stillness of the silence. Johnny's got it up here. Take it away, Dallas.
The stillness of the silence, I am one with perfect life. I am healed, I live in freedom. Joy now fills me, thrills me, mind and heart. In the stillness of the silence, I am one with light and love. In the stillness of the silence, I am one with light and love. I am wise, my thoughts are loving. Peace now fills me, thrills me, mind and heart. In the stillness of the silence, I am one with God the good. I am trusting as I listen. Faith now fills me, thrills me, mind and stillness of the silence, I am one with perfect life. I am healed, I live in freedom. Joy now fills me, thrills me, mind and heart. In the stillness of the silence, I am one with light and love. I am wise, my thoughts are loving. Peace now fills me, thrills me, mind and heart. Stillness of the silence, I am one with God the good. I am true. now fills me, thrills me, mind and heart.
That was beautiful. Stills me, thrills me, mind and heart. That was absolutely what I needed today, Dallas. Thank you for your gift. And another gift, we have Danny with us this morning to do the reading. Danny, please introduce the reading and share it with us all. Be sure to unmute yourself.
Well, today's talk is going to be about reading, is going to be about Baha'u'llah. I thought I had it right. Because today is Baha'u'llah's birthday. And if most of you, if some of you don't know what who he is the, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Let me get my head together here. He is the prophet and the founder of the Baha'i faith. Do most of you know the Baha'i faith? Oh, okay. Well, then I feel more charged to tell you about what I'm learning. I have a cousin who's a Baha'i, and I've gone to a Baha'i meeting, and it was started by Baha'u'llah, whose name means glory of God in Arabic. He was born in Tehran in 1817. His father was a member of Iran's nobility, but instead of following that path, he joined a new religious movement started by a young Iranian known as the Bab. The Babi movement called for revolutionary social changes and championed women's rights. The Bab claimed his teachings were a revelation from God and predicted a new prophet figure or manifestation of God would soon appear. That wasn't well received by the government in Tehran, and they called the Bab's teachings heresy, and because he wasn't following their religion, and he was put to death by firing squad. Thousands of his followers died in protests, and Baha'u'llah was thrown in jail. It was during that time that he proclaimed that he was the new prophet figure that the Bab talked about. And the Baha'i faith, they are really rejoicing that Baha'u'llah is the new, he was the means for the establishment of the long-awaited unity of the entire human race. He proclaimed that fanaticism, which separates the human beings, was now annulled. He asked humanity to transcend their prejudice and forget the things that kept them apart. He opened the way for lasting world peace based on a new spiritual foundation of global democracy. He raised the great call for the unity of peoples and cultures and nations and religions, promoting the message of love and unity, which all prophets of old had promised would one day appear. and he has been persecuted, and to this day, people in Iran and other places are not given rights and are thrown in jail because a lot of Muslims believe that Muhammad was the last prophet. But the Baha'i and what started as by the Bab taught the they taught the essential unity of all religions, that no distinction of station exists between any of the prophets of God. No Baha'i claims that the stations of the Bab or Baha'u'llah, I'm sorry, are superior to the stations of any of God's messengers. In fact, Baha'is view all the messengers and prophets of God as one, and for proclaiming this message of peace and racial harmony, the equality of the sexes and world unity, Baha'u'llah was repeatedly exiled, imprisoned, and tortured. Despite that, his teaching spread around the world and ignited a major global movement. For many, the Baha'i faith is one of the most universal religions, summed up in Baha'u'llah's words, "The earth is but one country and mankind its citizens." The Bab professes that there is one incorporeal, unknown, and incomprehensible God who manifests his will in an unending series of theophanies called manifestation of God. They believe in all the prophets. They believe in the Native American prophets. Each nation has God sent messengers to each one. And so anyway, happy birthday, Baha'u'llah. And I hope people learn more about it. They have wonderful sites to learning centers. They have Native American Baha'i that teach that, well, one that I know of is Kevin Locke, who's in a project to talk about all the indigenous messengers from God. And there's several really good Zoom meetings today on their site. I better end. I don't have my watch, but I'm sure I've gone over and I'm confusing everybody. And but I really wish my message was clear and that you guys will find out all their good messages.
Danny, your wish has been granted. Now I want to go out and learn more. Thank you for that. That was very inspiring and it got my wheels turning, which is what this is meant to do. So thank you very much. I'm just ready to move on here. I have a warning that I'm low on battery on this computer, so if my words disappear, you will know why. Okay, let's do the meditation song. This is kind of special. It's called That Kind of Love, and take it away, Dallas.
That kind of love,
always gives itself away. That kind of love, wiser than the wisest sage. Its innocence makes me ashamed, till I'm not sure that I can take that kind of love. Pride and hatred cannot stand that kind of love. Greater love hath no man. That kind of love won't be kept unto itself. It spreads its charm, it casts its spell, till no one's safe this side of hell. That kind of love. Love rejected and ignored, held in chains behind closed doors. Stuff of legend and of song, but deep down everybody longs for that kind of love. Of love, but it only takes a child to show that kind of love. Widows smile and strong men weep, little ones play at its feet. Deaf can hear and the blind can see that kind of love. Love. Love triumphant and on fire. Love that humbles and inspires. Love that does not hesitate. No conditions, no restraint. That kind of love. How could anyone deny that kind of love? Every heart is measured by that kind of love. Even stars fall from the sky. Everything will fall in time, except the things that cannot die. That kind of love. May all you do be remembered by that kind of love.
May all you do be remembered by that kind of love. That was very nice. Thank you so much. And now join me in the affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. I am at peace, knowing that everything I need comes to me in perfect time. Perfect time. And now is the perfect time for the traditional Lord's Prayer. Join me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from error. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you, thank you. Okay. Dallas and Linda, take away the hallelujah. Series, Thy Will Be Done in 2021. Divine order comes from faith and works as one. Take it away, Dr. Daria, and thank you.
Hello, hello. Good morning, everyone. I am glad to be awake and alive here today, and what a wonderful synchronicity we're having in our music and in our reading and in our message and in our hearts and minds. Just beautiful. Thank you for everybody's contribution to this. Today, I want to use even one of those terms, even though most of us are not really techie, one of those technical terms, syncing. You know, when you've ever gotten, even if you're not a techie, you may have gotten a message on your computer or your phone at some time that this thing isn't syncing with that thing. You know, your contacts on your phone are not syncing with your contacts on your computer. And you may not know what it means, but you know it's not good because it's not working correctly. And what you want to find, you can't find in the right place. Well, I think that sense of faith and works and those things that have to be in sync go right along with obedience and spiritual law. Because when we talk about works completing the faith that we have, which is what the James scripture that Penny read today in a daily word relates to, it's saying that it's not just any works, it's not just any deeds, but they're deeds that match the faith. They're deeds that match the spiritual law. And the spiritual law is very much akin to what Danny was reading this morning. You know, no nation over another nation, no favoritism of one people over another people, no favoritism of the people who I think can do something for me over the people who need help, who may not be able to do anything for me. No favoritism or accommodating those things that may strictly meet our material desires, as opposed to walking with the law of spirit, as opposed to being filled with the spirit and the law of creator and God, the one God presence that we're talking about, no matter who the messenger is, no matter what nation we're talking about, no matter what language. So that the thing that we did as humanity that, you know, created these separations and made one group act as if another group was better or more deserving of the land or more deserving of their ceremonies and their practices as opposed to another group's ceremonies and practices. That's all our human error that we know we are undoing. We are all busily, actively undoing and placing in ourselves in the unity of all of creation. So the faith that we have, which is trust, which is reliance, which is being true to that law, is all a part of what we're talking about when it comes to divine order. Because divine order is that synchronicity that's happening for those miracles that we've been expecting or hoping for or thinking we need. So what I want to talk about today is how all of these need to be in sync and how they become in sync, and examples of how we are not in sync sometimes, though not intended. Though not intended, because the works bring faith to completion, or works that represent spiritual law, works that are in sync with spiritual law and that are in sync with faith in God's promise or in the vision seed that you carry. We're all carrying something that is a promise. We're all carrying something that is a vision that is in us from spirit. Talking about this today made me go back and look at something that I had captured about divine order from word in November. Well, not in November, it was September of 2014. My life is in divine order right now. A mother or father with a house full of exuberant children might receive calm assurance to remember the spiritual law of order. Even in the midst of seeming chaos, life is in divine order. Likewise, when my life appears chaotic, I experience peace by affirming this truth. My life is in divine order right now. I let go of assumptions about how order should look. In prayer, I ask what is mine to do, and I listen for the answer with trust and allow divine order to unfold. I rest in an inner sanctuary of peace, knowing all is well. So this is another way of saying that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk according to the flesh, but according to the spirit. This is from Romans 8, verse 4, meaning we are not run by our personal and our psychological laws that have had some dominion in the past. We claim to be running our lives and even our subconscious now, if we're going by spiritual law, by what I'm calling the God program, by spiritual law. That is my unconscious habits, my conscious or unconscious preferences, personality preferences. I can replace to be run by the God program with the help of spirit. With the help of spirit, I say, thy will be done in 2021. I want to be in sync with unity and the alliance of all humanity and all of life to live in harmony with that circle of life. Faith is the active ingredient. We've been told, we've been shown, we've repeated, we've read the seed that represents the vision and its order. It is the inner vision, not yet done outside, but it is evident within. And it demonstrates that spiritual law, Most High and Beloved Holy Spirit, and by whatever name you call Creator and the Spirit of Creator, if we listen, we know what is right thinking and right action. But will we do it? Does it fit our personal practices and our habits, our sense of what is practical today? After all, some philosophers would have us think that the asylums and graveyards are filled with those who have been tortured because they were faithful, who have been punished because they were faithful, who have been thought crazy because they were filled with faith. And sometimes we are hypocritical to what we say we believe. And we've all seen examples of that in attempts not to have social change, attempts not to have justice, attempts not to have equity or equality. So I began to think about this whole notion of the works and saying, to open ourselves and fill our mind and hearts as we sing these songs and make these prayers and have these affirmations, to feel free and feel even the sacred aspects of our life being totally manifest. Totally manifest. What if we think that we're going someplace to make an order with our prayer? We're going someplace to, if you go into a restaurant, you know, there's certain things you order. They say, well, what do you want with it? And you say, oh, give me the works. Give me the works means give me everything. You know, give me everything associated with, I accept, I receive everything, except that goes with, rather, not accept, everything that goes with running this God program in my life, running this God program in my subconscious, having myself adjusted by spirit to be in sync with the spiritual law, in sync with the faith, faith that is to the bone, not faith that is superficial, but faith that is to the bone in knowing, that is free of doubt. Because most of us have had our experiments, so to speak, or our trials or our examination to know the beauty and power of faith and prayer and affirmation. So the bigger the challenge is not the time for me to then let me introduce some new doubt and to act as if I don't know what I know, but rather for me now to say, I accept this program that is got everything going in sync, spiritual law, my faith, my vision, my obedience. And then we let go of the parts of ourselves that are sometimes hypocritical, or we allow ourselves to see that part of ourselves or someone to even share it with us. And that led me to ask, what happens though, the other side of this, we talk of faith of works. What happens when we see ourselves working and working and working toward a particular vision, but then we turn up and have the experience of, it's not, that this manifestation is not here. It's not yet physically real. And what Spirit pointed out to me was something that really made sense. And that is that often we are working, 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 but our faith is in our works, not in the spiritual law and the promise or the vision, the knowingness, the lack of doubt that it comes forth. Our faith rather is in working hard and doing what we think we need to do in order to have the vision come through. Now that made me think again and made me look, because I used to tell people that my work was the things I was busy with while Spirit was working according to the vision I'd been given. Yes. My intention was that my works would be in sync with that vision. My works would be in sync with my faith. But if my faith was not totally true and honest and without doubt, then I could wake up after 10 years of doing the working hard and still experience myself as in the same place. It would be like Groundhog Day. Many of us have seen that movie where you have the whole experience of the day and then the next day you wake up, you think you're someplace else, you think you've made movement and you wake up and you're in the same place or you're starting over again, or it may be dressed differently, but you are still in the same container. The divine order has not yet manifest. And so that's what Spirit was explaining to me, was this is because we sometimes are having faith in our works, but not faith that is totally matched with the spiritual law, that is totally treating and dealing with equity and justice and whatever purpose. Maybe your vision has been about music and the music of God in order to bring forth people's consciousness, raising to a higher consciousness so that they can have their experience of the God program in a consistent way. Because what James in chapter 2 is speaking about is speak and act as those who are going to be judged by law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. So mercy triumphs over judgment. So we're not in this position of saying, you know, I have my faith is better than yours and my deeds are better than yours, but rather internally we need to have those all in sync. All in sync. There is a song called Great Is Thy Faithfulness. And Great Is Thy Faithfulness is a beautiful song that's really a testament to the faithfulness of God. And if we can carry that brand of faithfulness, that is powerful. That's part of being in the God program. That's part of having in sync our faith, our works, spiritual law, and obedience. The words go something like this: great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. And there are the seasons, which we've also paid attention to help us recognize this divine order. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join all with nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Again, the song reminds us of this. And anything where we've been in error, as the Lord's Prayer shows us, and many prayers in many nations and many faiths show us, that we can come into that balance and correct whatever our errors are and be more fully filled with this God program that's all in sync. So we trust today. We have faith today, that deep down in the bone faith that has no doubt. Yes, many of us do understand that faith without works is nothing. But perhaps we need to practice more what it means fully to have faith, to be true to that faith, and to know that that's all a part of the miracle that we're expecting, or the miracle that we need, or the miracle that we want. God says, I told you I would do this thing. And you should know that it is done. I told you I would bring you this, and still you do not know me. That's the brand of faithfulness that is sung in that song, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, we should have. We can grow. So today, our testing our own faithfulness, our testing God's faithfulness should be done. There's a promise to each one of us. Remember it, uncover it. Otherwise, it's like running an endless marathon on Groundhog Day. No matter how hard you run, the next day you wake up at the same place. It's like baking a cake, but you forgot to put the baking powder in. Or fighting for justice, but having a belief that justice would never happen. Or it's like working for change, but not believing that change can be accomplished in your lifetime. It's a sound and a fury that signifies nothing. It's food without nutrition, a bicycle without wheels. So we know to expect a miracle. Our hearts, our minds, our spirit is filled with this new program that we can allow to run instead of the preferences of our personality, which may tend to favor this group over that group, or people who think like me instead of people who don't think like me. Let's embrace the faithfulness that is God's faithfulness. And the manifestation of this promise, the vision that's within us, this vision seed we're all carrying. We listen in the silence. As the song Dallas said, we have faith and obedience in the works in our minds, our hearts, our spirits are filled with this freedom and this love to help one another, to build this world of God the good. And so it is. That's my trust, that's my faith, that's the law, that's obedience. And the miracles are ours, the miracles are yours. The magnificent works are ours, and they appear like a vital stream when you're walking a long, dry walk in a desert, not a mirage based on our hallucinations or our fantasies or our desperations, but right on time as divine order, in sync. And so it is. Let's take a deep breath. Be willing to inhale and take in that divine order as ours. And every exhale, allows it to grow within us and around us. Everything that goes with making that vision seed, including our faith, the strong, doubtless, true, and honest faith to the bone, in spirit, and in the law that brings forth promises, is here in the fertile soil of the subconscious mind, in my spirit, in my body, in my soul, to be unfolded as all works that I do and that others do, those who are connected to this vision show up and we work together. I share my love, my heart, my spirit, according to the God program. All are my neighbors. All are my neighbors, not just one group, one nation. All are my neighbors. And I live this prayer through the gifts that I've been given by spirit, with all who work, all who live, all who breathe, all who wish to express. And love. All who need this expression of love and talent and gifts. Deep breath. experience this reality inside and outside in the deepest aspects of my heart, my mind, my soul, my spirit. And so it is. Thank you. All I have needed, your hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. I'm really done.
Okay, I have figured out how to unmute and work this little mouse. So while we are together in spirit, physically, and virtually, we want to thank everyone who has donated to Unity, whether by mail, online, or here in the garden room. We are grateful for that. Just a reminder that the address is 800 South Pearl Street in Centralia. And you know the web address. And just want to say we appreciate all the ways you give of your time, talent, and treasure. Even Vern, who opens up the building, makes the coffee. John, who accompanies him and makes us all smile. I am just deeply grateful for their offering. So join me in the offering prayer. Divine love, through me, blesses and multiplies all that I have, all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Perfect. Okay. I just skipped, so give me a minute to catch up with myself here. I am almost caught up with myself. Hold on here. We are. Hold on. We're almost there. Our offering. Okay. Divine love through me blesses. Did I forget something? Hold on here. Let me double check that.
We already did that. We're off to the blessing of thanks.
Thanks. I appreciate you chiming in there. That was a blessing. Okay, let's say it together. We bless these gifts and send them forth to heal, bless, and prosper. They are evidence of our faith and belief. They do good work in the world and return to us, multiply abundantly, and so it is. Okay, the healing prayer. If you would like to focus our collective group healing energy for someone, raise your hand and unmute yourself, or you can hold them quietly in your hearts. Members of our community have requested we send healing prayer and energy to those who must deal with the basic human needs while living without a home. Neela, as she heals from her long-haul COVID issues. John, as he heals from his cancer. Tom is doing well, thanks to your healing energy and prayers. And just thank you, everyone, for the beautiful, powerful, positive energy that comes together to make this service happen. And I will wait just a minute to see if there's anyone else that would like to put forth a name for the healing prayer.
Daria.
Bebop Robichaux, someone who was headed to my place in Mossy Rock and had a terrible car accident on his way from Atlanta to Washington State. So his accident was in Kansas and he is in dire need of prayers. He's had several surgeries since last week.
Okay, for Bebop Robichaux, we send our prayers. Okay. Beloved Mother, Father, God, we ask for the highest and greatest good for all and endeavor to see them through your eyes, knowing all is in divine order. Amen.